Well, as we're hearing, as Florida braces for Irma, Houstonians are still figuring out cars, cleaning up. We don't want to forget them. Joe Stortz lives in the Maryland Estates neighborhood, about four houses down from Bray's Bayou, which overflowed its banks and flood area, turning streets into rivers, his ranch house into a pond. He helped rescue his elderly neighbors and joins us now by Skype. Joe, what an ordeal. How are you doing?
I'm holding up. I would say it all started with my daughter posted a Facebook photo of our flooded Atwell Drive with the title Lake Atwell. Mm-hmm. And just a few minutes later, she got a frantic message. Could your dad check on my mom and dad? They live next door to him. And, mm-hmm. you know, I walked in waist deep water. I pounded on their door and I couldn't open it. It was wedged shut.
Yeah, sure.
And a kayaker asked if I needed help, and two others helped him and me force open the door. And inside this one-story home is a crusty old 96-year-old Navy veteran, and he was floating on like a tabletop. And his wife, who's 89, she was sitting in a wheelchair, and her water was up to her knees, and she was shivering. She was in shock. And a kayaker goes up to the roof, and he flagged down the Sikorsky helicopter that had been circling the area. It drops a man, a brave man, down, and it drops a raft. And the old folks went by raft to their daughter's home in southwest Houston, a few miles away, and they're safe, and they're staying with the family. And
you know, I'm thinking, you know, the day before, it was just an ordinary day in Maryland Estates, and then suddenly this incredible scene. You know, they're talking a lot about some of the psychological aftermath of this storm. Are you feeling that? Like the terra is not firm?
Right. You have choices of whether to stay or go. This was my first time to have ever flooded. I'm one of the lucky ones. I've got flood insurance. I figured I've probably paid over $40,000 in premiums in the 27 years I lived there, and my lender required it.
Well, but as you said, $40,000, it's going to cost a lot more than that to fix your home. And so you're still coming out on the right end, I think. I mean, I know you're, like a lot of people there, you're doing this yourself, right? Taking out carpet, wood floors. What are you doing?
All my parquet floors were had to be ripped up. And they also want to take out 4 feet of your, what I'd call wallboard, around so the studs are exposed and they can dry out, and it can dry out the rest of the house.
Well, you got kitchen cabinets that are floor level. They have to go.
Yes.
We understand. Do you have a fireplace?
I do.
Yeah, because people say if water goes in there, it's got to go.
I can't remove the entire fireplace. It's the place is built around it, and it just barely got. We'll dry that. I'm hopeful. Yeah. The limits on all these policies are $250,000 for the structure and $100,000 for the contents. But it's like any insurance. You don't want to collect on the benefit because it means something you would never want to happened.
Hmm. Well, your adult daughter lost her apartment and her car. So she's staying with you. And this is so powerful. The photographs are what really get everybody when they see people trying to save photographs. And we understand you've been seeing old family pictures floating around.
I have. You know, you try to dry them out on the patio, and all of a sudden you see fire ants walking across your loved ones. You know, it's a very bizarre scene to see.
Well, especially since we understand you're suddenly confronting photos of your late wife, who died just in June. We're so sorry.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. I guess when it comes to loss, losses are relative. I got a foot and a half of water in my home. I lost my furniture and some valuables, and it can all be replaced. But real loss, you know, my mom died in March, and then my wonderful wife of 35 years, Karen, died in pancreatic cancer. She was only 62. This year, I've had time to reflect about life and wonder, why are we here? And now I think I know that we're here for each other. And this is H-Town. We'll recover. And like the rest of the people here, I'm just a neighbor helping a neighbor in a very diverse city called Houston, Texas. where strangers band together.
Yeah. Well, Joe Storz, there of Houston, thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity, Robin. I appreciate it.